And welcome in to high school basketball here on KGYM 1600 AM as tonight we come your way from Cedar Rapids Prairie, as it'll be a big-time non-conference battle here tonight as it'll be the Prairie Hawks hosting the North Scott Lancers. Welcome in, Scott Unash, alongside Phil Dunn here at the Prairie Gym. And looking forward to this one for a while, Phil. Two teams that have a lot of expectations going into this year, a lot of firepower coming back for both Cedar Rapids Prairie and North Scott. This should be a fun one tonight.
Yeah, it is. It's a chance to see the MAC and the MVC, Mississippi Athletic Conference, down in the predominantly contains the Quad City area schools, Clinton, Muscatine, and you get to see, you know, the first time out for Cedar Rapids Prairie here tonight in the Mississippi Valley Conference. It's always fun to have these non-conference games early in the year. You get to kind of measure each other up and see how you go. Both teams are looking to have good years this year. North Scott finishing 16-7 last year. Prairie coming off a 14-8 year. So they are looking forward to continuing where they left off and having good seasons.
North Scott expected to be one of the top three teams in the Mississippi Athletic Conference. And they are led by the Seals brothers. Corbin Seals, 6'3 senior, and Cortavius Seals, 5'11 junior. Corbin headed to Minnesota State next year. Averaged just under 14 points a year ago. Shot at 35% from three-point range. And they are the two that lead this North Scott team. Not the tallest team to ever come down the pike, but they can get up and down the court. They play defense, and they like to shoot it from the perimeter.
Yeah, and both these teams are going to want to shoot it. That's what's going to be one of the fun things about tonight's ball game. Like you say, North Scott, they like to get up and down the floor. They're known for playing good, solid defense under Coach Buddy. They're a very solid basketball team. They play to their strengths always. They usually don't beat themselves. They're a pretty well-coached team in that regard. They take care of the basketball. Like you said, they are not real big, so they're going to be a little bit size challenged this year. But, you know, Coach Buddy, that's how he grew up, too. He was a guard. He didn't have a lot of size, and he was a good basketball player. So he knows the tricks of the trade and teaching his kids that.
For Cedar Rapids Prairie, you take a look at the Hawks coming back. And it starts with Griff Clark, all-conference from a year ago, and 15.7 points per game for this Prairie outfit. And that only says a little bit of it. 121 rebounds and almost 90 assists last year for this Prairie basketball team. And then you stir in the Murray twins, Chris and Keegan, who are up to 6'5 now. And then you got a couple of guys coming back that did not go out last year in Mason Hook and Harrison Cook, two very tall players and two athletic players. And, by the way, Levi Usher, who we thought was going to be out for the season, he might be coming back sooner than we expected, and that's very good news. Well, I mean, tonight, certainly. But it's great that they got that news that Levi Usher at least has been cleared, and he's going to be back and play basketball this year. But a lot expected of this Prairie basketball team.
Yeah, I think they want to take that next step, Scott. I think they feel good about that. They lost some kids. Obviously, Max Greyhouse was a big loss for them. A very good basketball player last year for the Prairie Hawks. But it starts with Griff Clark. I mean, he's just such a good basketball player. He's a good kid. He understands how to play the game. You know, younger brother Cal Clark, who's got a going on to play Division I baseball, I believe. Right now he's going to. But Griff Clark, you mentioned some of the things he did. Don't put him on the free throw line if you're North Scott either, because he can make free throws. He knows how to make free throws. He's very good at that, and he seems to always find the right player at the right time in his decision-making, too. So it's going to be fun to watch him in his senior year.
Yeah, it is going to be fun to watch them. And for Cedar Rapids Prairie as well, this Hawk team, it got a little bit more height this year. We've seen them shoot it from the perimeter so very well in the past. And it's going to be interesting to see how they intermix that with a little bit more height this year for Jeremy Rickardson.
Yeah, and the length, I think, is going to pose teams problems. Might be interesting to see if they, you know, if they use that length, are they going to do things differently defensively? I know Coach Rickardson has always liked to press. He's really likes to extend the game in that regard and play, push that defense up, try to force teams up and down. Can he use that length to his advantage in that press, those long arms? You know, you talked about the Murray brothers and Hook. I think they list him at 6'7 now. Harrison Cook at 6'5. Harrison Cook, a good athlete in baseball. We all know that. They've got a lot of pieces that they can put together. I think good guard. Maybe they can exploit some things. I know they're not a really big post-up type team, but you know, you got the size like that that you do against North Scott. Try to work some things. Maybe you got some sets where you get some people going on the interior and see if you can take advantage of that defense.
High school basketball tonight presented by First Federal Credit Union. And big thanks to Dan Hillers and Tom Chalstrom for all their help. Couldn't do it without them. And check them out online at firstfedcu.com. That's firstfedcu.com. And stop by their three locations. Downtown Cedar Rapids, their brand new location at the Westdale Mall, and also their location in Hiawatha. Coming your way on the Wendy's pregame show here tonight from Cedar Rapids Prairie, the first Friday night of the high school boys basketball season, interspersed a few games, some MVC MAC action going on here tonight. I know Dubuque Senior and Davenport Central are going to get ready to go at it, and then Bettendorf and Linmar tomorrow night after Bettendorf came over to Cedar Rapids last night. DJ Carton put on a show against Cedar Rapids, Washington. But this one tonight, I think headlines everything here with Prairie going up against North Scott. And these are two teams, and especially for Prairie, Phil, that the Hawks and Jeremy Rickardson, they're looking to take that next step. They've been the hunters. They're a little bit more of the hunted this year for Cedar Rapids Prairie. Yeah, you're still talking about the Iowa City West and the Cedar Falls and people like that in the MVC, but Prairie wants to take that next step, and they want to be with those guys.
That's exactly right. I think you summed it up very well there about them wanting maybe to get to that next level where they can challenge for the conference championship. And when it gets on, come down to the tournament time, they want to be somebody that people don't want to play against because they've proven themselves throughout the season. Long ways to go, and you can do it, you got to do it one step at a time. And tonight's the first step there, and I know that they've worked awful hard in the offseason. They've done a lot of stuff in the offseason to try and improve themselves and get better. And kind of a blow, but they've had time to play for it without Levi Usher. And you mentioned him going to be able to maybe get back a little bit sooner than they thought. But they're without him tonight. He's one of the best athletes that they have. Those other kids gives him an opportunity to step up and play. I guess, you know, if you can look at it this way, those other kids are going to get some minutes maybe they wouldn't have gotten without when Levi Usher there. And so when he comes back, you're all the stronger, you're all the more experienced with it. But that's yet to come. They got a deal here with Coach North Scott, or North Scott and Coach Buddy. I know they're looking, they want to take that step too. They want to kind of separate themselves down there in the MAC. And it starts with their Seals, the young Seals are going to go on and play at Minnesota State.
Yes, and for Prairie, it's still a fairly young team, starting three juniors, but it is a team that has experience. And you're going up against a North Scott team. Besides the Seals brothers, you've got a couple of sophomores and a junior in there. And like I said, it's not a real tall team for North Scott, so it's going to be interesting. And they're getting their kind of baptism by fire in this one here tonight. So Prairie and North Scott getting ready to go at it here tonight from the Prairie Gym as we conclude a busy week for us here of high school basketball. More coming up tomorrow, though. Tomorrow afternoon, Jeff Downing along with Eric Peterson will be over at Jefferson as it'll be the Jayhawks hosting the Liberty Lightning in girls basketball tomorrow afternoon. That'll be at 2:30, and that'll be coming your way on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Let's go ahead and take a look at our starting lineups, and they are brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance. For the North Scott Lancers, they will go with this lineup, basically a three-guard, two-forward lineup. At one guard, it'll be number 20, Sam Kilberg. He is a six-foot sophomore, played a little bit last year for North Scott, got into a few games, averaged less than a point per ball game. But then the Seals brothers are the other guards. Corbin Seals, 6'3 senior, he'll be the point guard, headed to Minnesota State to play Division II next year. He is 6'3 and a senior, 13.6 points per game a year ago, leading returning rebounder at 4.5, 3.2 assists a game, and a 35% three-point shooter. And the other guard will be a younger brother, Cortavius Seals, 5'11 and a junior, and he averaged 2.8 points per ball game. At the forward positions, it'll be number 21, Reese Summers. He is a 6'3 junior, 3.7 points and about 3 rebounds a game a year ago. And also at a forward, it'll be Ty Anderson. He is a 6'4 sophomore, and he also played a couple of games at the end of the year last year for North Scott. Head coach of the North Scott Lancers, the former Bettendorf Bulldog, Seamus Buddy. Now the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineups for the Hawks of Cedar Rapids Prairie. They will go with, for the Hawks, at a forward, it'll be Keegan Murray, 6'5 and a junior, averaged 9 points a game a year ago. Twin brother Chris Murray, number 4, 6'5 junior, will be the other forward, averaged 5 points a game a year ago for Prairie. The center will be number 32, Mason Hook. He is a 6'7 senior. And Hook back out this year after sitting out a year ago. And the guards at the point, not a whole lot better than Griff Clark. 5'11 and a senior, 15.7 points per game a year ago, and a 39% three-point shooter. And also to guard, it'll be Logan Berg, 5'11 and a junior. And Berg gets the start tonight. So those are your lineups. And the head coach for the Prairie Hawks, Jeremy Rickardson, assisted by Kenyon Murray and Austin Fisher. And we will get ready to get this one underway, but first we honor America here on the pregame show, the Wendy's pregame show, with our national anthem. Our national anthem here tonight from Cedar Rapids Prairie as we get closer and closer to the tip-off of this one here. Our high school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight on KGYM. Our officials led by Cliff Hinton and Clay Romer here tonight. And some of the keys as we get ready to tip it off between the Lancers and the Hawks.
Well, I think it's the youth of North Scott when we talk about them from the get-go. Their first real varsity action. I know they played, they've had some scrimmage and that sort of stuff, but a lot of their younger players that they're going to be relying upon tonight, how are they going to react, especially on the road here at Cedar Rapids Prairie? Cedar Rapids Prairie, that length, how are they going to use that? They're going to use that length, they got the size advantage. Are they going to use that to their advantage? Are they going to be able to capitalize on it? Play the passing lanes. I think that's one of the things North Scott's got to be concerned about, is if Prairie can get deflections in the passing lanes or outright steals and live ball turnovers, I like to say, they lead to runouts, and it makes it very, very hard to get back in transition defense. So it'll be interesting to see how those two things play out throughout the ball game. And then lastly, I think, come back to Griff Clark. He's going to be your rock. He's going to be your senior leader this year. I'm looking for him to have a great year. How does North Scott contain him with their youth in the guard court?
Lineups being introduced. Lights dimmed here at Prairie. And great Bubba. Bubba Randall's on the PA here. They have the tradition of introducing the players for Prairie. You got to give the hometowns, too, because, you know, it could be Fairfax, Ely, Cedar Rapids, Shoeyville,
Swisher. Yeah. Well, little town of Western out there, too.
Oh, John Haggerty's place.
Well, there you go.
Out there at Western. Well, I think the start of this one's going to be pretty key for both teams here as we get underway tonight.
I think that both of them are going to want to get going early, and Prairie can get it going and get the student body across the way. Nice little student section over there for them. They can get them vocal and loud. That's going to be a plus for them, too.
Prairie in their home white uniforms with the black numbers and the black letters trimmed in orange with Prairie across the front. And the black and orange striping, and North Scott in their gray traveling uniforms with the red numbers, red letters trimmed in white. And the red striping with Lancers across the front. I think they went to the same uniform manufacturer.
They do look very, very similar, don't they?
Yes, they do. Set to go here. As
it's interesting, Scott. The kids line up on the jump balls. They're off the line so much more than they ever used to.
Tip controlled and then thrown out of bounds, tipped out of bounds, so it will stay with the North Scott Lancers. And we're underway. Ty Anderson will be the trigger man. And the Cortavia Seals, who has a pretty heavily bandaged right wrist and hand. Seals, step back three, no good. Rebound, fought for, and the rebound pulled out of there by Mason Hook. At 6-7, and Prairie with the basketball going to the bucket to our left.
North Scott in their traditional man-to-man.
Griff Clark hands it up top between the circles. Back to Clark coming off the screen. He'll bring it back out front at the left point. He's going to be guarded here in the early going by Reese Summers, a little bigger player. On the drive, Clark reverse layup, good. Or check that, Logan Berg.
Going to his left that time, able to finish. Uncontested by North Scott.
And a steal. Clark goes up with a shot and was fouled.
Off the press. They got a steal trap right away in the corner. Griff Clark, understanding the contact comes, he just throws it up there so he can get to the free throw line.
And he is lethal at the free throw line. 92% last year for Griff Clark. And the free throw, as soon as I say that, is no good.
Let's see if he can bounce back and get this one here.
He'll try it again. Second one coming up here. Maybe a little jitters here in the early going. Second free throw on the way and right through. And see if Prairie puts on the pressure.
2-2-1. That's what they're pressing again. Hook in the back.
Anderson gets a pass from Corbin Seals. They play catch with it. Trying to break this pressure. Seals across the timeline. And now Clark will pick him up in the man-to-man. Seals directing traffic, long pass, Summers. So he played a minute, 3-0 in favor of Prairie. And North Scott, they will try to get this tempo in a slowdown, if you will. Jump pass, far side, Cortavis Seals, three-pointer good. Or Corbin, I beg your pardon.
Well, they got the set against that zone defense that Prairie was in, and they fall back out of the press. Nice recognition by North Scott to get a good look.
3-3. As the first points of the year for Corbin Seals. Good shooter, streaky shooter from the outside. Murray takes a free throw line. The Murray twins playing catch with it. Now to Clark up front as Prairie spreading the court here. Logan Berg puts it on the floor. Pass to Keegan Murray for three. Front iron, no. And the rebound to Corbin Seals.
Now Prairie's going to shoot those threes. They're not going to be afraid to shoot it. And North Scott's right there on every catch on the perimeter.
Seals. Out to Cortavius. 2 minutes into it, tied at three. North Scott spreading the court here. Seals over on the far side to Kilberg. Seals on the dribble drive, penetrates. Now to the corner, open three on the way. No good, and the rebound to Griff Clark went high to get it. Lead pass ahead to Keegan Murray. And North Scott, a good job getting back. You're not going to beat the Lancers down court too many times.
Oh, they're so well schooled in the fundamentals of basketball. Defensive transition is one of those.
Bounce out front. Chris Murray turns and have Cortavia Seals on him. Clark off the clear out. Two-man game. Now penetrates in lane. Stops left free throw line. Back out front to Logan Berg. 3-3 game. Murray a jab step. Now circles left. Step back, follow a jumper. No good, short from 17. And the rebound out of there to Corbin Seal. Stop and go dribble. Drives in, had a block. They're going to get a foul, though, on Keegan Murray.
Corbin Seal's doing a nice job recognizing the transition. On their heels a little bit, he forced the action, draws the contact so he can get to the free throw line.
He's a penetrator. He can shoot it from the outside, but he likes to get into the paint. Last year, a 59% foul shooter, and he gets that one.
Looked good there, yeah.
First lead for North Scott, 4-3 Lancers. One more upcoming. Bends the knees, right-hander puts it up and right through.
No press from North Scott. They're going to pick up in the half court, man-to-man.
He's got all five of the Lancer points, and it's 5-3 North Scott. Clark up top to Chris Murray. Turns on Cortavious Seals. High post now to Hook. They'll clear it out for him. Hook going one-on-one. Drives in. Got cut off. Back it goes to Logan Berg. Berg stop and go dribble all the way in. Hangs, puts it up, and got the roll.
Berg is a hard guard in the perimeter. The way he can get the ball to the floor. He's really athletic. Got a quick first step.
Pressure, 5-5. Breaking it, North Scott. Crossover dribble. Left-hand layup. No good. Put back, go good by Ty Anderson.
Yeah, and follow-up, not giving up on the play. He was able to finish off that fast break with the offensive rebound.
Nobody got back to seal him off that time for the Prairie Hawks. Berg right wing, puts it on the floor, and he is grabbed by Anderson. Had a mismatch there size-wise and speed-wise.
That is a tough matchup. The early going, that looks like it's North Scott's toughest matchup right now. Now they switched up defensively. They put number 10 on him. They're going to go with the younger Seals guarding him.
Clark coming off the screen. Up top, Murray fakes the three, starts to drive. He yo-yos it back. Now a deep step back three. Back iron, no good. And a good block out by Summers, who got the rebound.
Yeah, kept him on his back, went up and got it with two hands.
Seals an air ball and a pull-up three. Trying to save it in that time, North Scott with Anderson. It's going to go out of bounds to Prairie.
I wonder if he would have let that go if that was tipped or not, or he just was that errant with that shot.
I think he just pulled up way too early. 7-5 North Scott over the halfway mark of the first quarter. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Clark called for traveling as he went to make a move.
Trying to set a ball screen up there early with Keegan Murray setting that ball screen, and like you said, Clark shuffling his feet.
First Prairie turnover, North Scott with one. And inbound comes to Cortavious Seals in the backcourt.
Another set here, different look. Okay. Looks like a matchup 1-2-2 zone, Scott.
Putting on the floor, Kilberg. High arching pass. One hand catch there by Corbin Seals. They work the perimeter back to Cortavious. On the near side, they pump it to the corner. Open three on the way, going to be short, and the rebound underneath. Hook one-hands it. Outlet pass, Logan Berg, one on three. Berg starts to drive in, cut off. Now spinning right in the lane. Hooks the pass back out to Griff Clark. Clark puts it on the floor, starts to drive. They've got the taller Corbin Seals on Griff Clark right now.
Yeah, a little bit of length, trying to get those arms out. Big and wide when you're defending. Make it look like you're bigger than you are.
Berg gets to the baseline. Murray, pop-up jumper. That won't go. Tipped up, no good by Hook. And the rebound out of there to North Scott. And Prairie a little cold here at the outset.
Yep, nothing much going on right there for the Prairie Hawks.
On the drive, Kilberg. Pass over to Seals as Prairie's going to get ready to go to the bench.
First sub for either team.
North Scott not going to play a bunch of guys. Sounds like. Corbin Seals, skip pass over the top. Right wing, three on the way. Good for Kilberg.
They're just so disciplined, North Scott. They move the ball. They got good movement, good spacing out there.
10-5 in favor of the Lancers, their biggest lead. On a 10-2 run right now. Berg between the ranks. They are face guarding Griff Clark wherever he goes. Murray coming left, leads up top. Hook will try it for three. Back iron, no. Hook, though, chases down his own rebound, flies in, and a blocking foul going to be called on North Scott. On Kilberg.
Hook took the, stayed after it. He missed the first one, but he stayed after it. Didn't give up on the rebound. you can get the payoff by going to the free throw line.
10-5, and Hook to the free throw line. And good to have Hook back out for Prairie as the free throw up and in. And for North Scott, Niall McLaughlin will come in. He is a 6'3 junior. And in for Prairie will be Quinn Langfitt and Harrison Cook. Both free throws good. Cook, 6'5 junior, terrific pitcher. A little bit of length here, and Quinn Langfitt coming in for the Hawks, 6'3 senior.
Give him a little bit of beef. Well built out there.
A little bit of pressure. Prairie shows it. Now they'll get into a three-quarter. 10-7, under two to play here in the first quarter. McLaughlin across the timeline. High lob cross-court pass to Cartorius Seals. Puts it on the floor. Starts to penetrate. Had it knocked away. Stolen. Two-on-one break for Prairie. Behind the back pass. Layup won't go. Cook with a rebound. Up. No, but he drew the foul.
And stayed with it. Hook again in transition. Kind of like when North Scott did a couple of possessions ago. Following up that trailer. Going to be the offensive rebounder. Going to get the payoff.
Second foul on Sam Kilberg. And free throws coming up for Harrison Cook. He gets the first one.
Nice looking shot there.
And coming in for North Scott, Carson Rollinger, 5'11 junior. And also coming in is Gary Morgan, second leading returning scorer, coming off the bench, 5'10 senior. Cook gets both free throws. And the Prairie pressure's been troublesome for North Scott. 2-1-2 this time to three-quarter court. 1:29 to play. Clock moving. First quarter. 10-9. North Scott in front. Morgan. Long bounce pass to the near sideline. Skip pass. Back it comes to Morgan as Prairie in a zone. Seals drives baseline in all the way and traveled with it.
Quinn Langfitt was the one sliding down that time along the baseline. He got his body in front. Caused that travel. Good positioning by him.
Prairie down one can take the lead on this possession. Clark will walk it up. North Scott still in the man-to-man. Keegan Murray at the right point. Works it over to Chris. Chris goes left, goes up with a running shot. Rimming no. Rebound tipped around out of bounds. I think it's going to go to the Lancers, and it does.
A couple Prairie Hawks grabbing at it out there, not able to get their hands on it, though, but batted it out of bounds.
Full court pressure, a little diamond and one this time. Prairie has showed three or four different presses so far in this ball game.
Coach Rickardson likes the different zone pressers, I know. 2-2-1's one of his staples.
Rollinger bounce up top, gets it to Corbin Seals as Cortavius is out of there right now. 40 seconds to play.
2-3, long 2-3 look in zone here now.
Especially with Murray out front, Keegan Murray.
North Scott just matching up a 2-2-1 against it.
Driving a kick to the corner. Morgan, three-pointer good.
A little bit of penetration, you hit that gap, make two defenders come to the basketball, you find the open shooter.
He's a 43% shooter a year ago. 13-9, North Scott. 14 seconds to play first quarter. Prairie will go for the last shot.
Get the set that they want here. They're going to run a, but they're going to look for a three here.
Clark coming right, they double him. Clark goes crossover. Clark driving to kick to the corner. Murray, three-pointer good at the horn. Keegan Murray gets the first Prairie three of the night, and we are through the first quarter. And after one, it's North Scott 13, Cedar Rapids Prairie 12. Back after this one-minute break, you're listening to High School Boys Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYN.
Our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids Prairie. 13-12, the lead for North Scott after the first quarter. Prairie finally got the lid off the basket on a perimeter shot there at the end.
Well, one of the few times they've got a really good clean look out there, and it came because of Griff Clark penetration, and he found Murray in the corner.
North Scott with the basketball off the clear out. Seals going one-on-one. Turns, puts up the high. Archer, no good. Put back, no good on the weak side for Reese Summers. Second time Prairie has given up an offensive rebound.
Now backside that time. You know, the double came in when the ball went into the post, and that left that backside block open for the offensive team to get the putback.
15-12, the lead. We'll set the lineups for you coming up here in a moment. Quinn Langfitt in there along with Keegan and Chris Murray. Here's Chris on the drive, turns, fires, can't get the roll. Harrison Cook tried for the tip, kept it alive. Murray gets it off the glass. Nobody drew the foul. Great body control there by Chris Murray.
North Scott had him sealed off initially. They had done a nice job on that, but they couldn't corral it in. And the ball popped loose out of there, and Chris Murray was in the right spot at the right time to put it up.
Left-hander, Murray gets the free throw. And Mason Hook will come in now for Quinn Langfitt for the Hawks. One more free throw. Trying to pull Prairie within one, and he got it. And the Hawks have been living on the free throw line.
Again, there's that pressure now. A little 2-2-1.
For North Scott. Rollinger out front to Gary Morgan. In there along with four Von Seals. McLaughlin, and also Summers. One-hand floater up, good. A friendly roll for Gary Morgan as he drove the paint.
Attacking the gaps of the zone. That's what North Scott's doing. They're probing it. We're going side to side until they find an opening.
He's got five. Logan Berg back into the ball game for the Prairie Hawks. To Mason Hook. Harrison Cook also in there, and a travel on Hook.
Drug that pivot foot as he's trying to make that pass.
A very brief rest for Griff Clark.
Get it a little bit there, and he's right back in there.
17-14, three-point Lancer lead. And another set play being called by Seamus Buddy. Corvon Seals off the clear out, starts to drive, got doubled, and he got pushed and fouled. I think they're going to get Keegan Murray.
Only the second team foul on Cedar Rapids Prairie.
And Keegan's got them both.
And Cook's going to come right back in for him.
So Harrison Cook back in. Inbound left of the glass looking in. Summers to Seals. Driving a kick outside. Morgan for three. Too strong. And the rebound chased down on the near side, though, by Rollinger. And he stepped out of bounds on the baseline. Turnover number four for North Scott.
North Scott again going to start this quarter in the man-to-man defense.
Don't think we're going to see any zone for North Scott.
I don't think Prairie will see much zone all year, really.
Nope. Berg, top of the key. Coming off the screen, Murray. He might have gotten away with steps. Murray, a step back, turnaround jumper, no good from 17. And the rebound to Reese Summers. And from behind, a foul call. I think they're going to get Mason Hook.
Yep. One of those you don't want to have happen when you're that far away from the basket. Don't commit those fouls.
First on Hook, only the third foul on Prairie. North Scott, 17-14 lead. They've led much of this first half.
Gary Morgan handling the point guard duties for North Scott.
Yeah, they're going to put Corvon Seals at the off guard position. High lob pass. Rollinger fakes, steps in. Lefty goes up with a 15-footer. No good. And the rebound after a tip by Cook comes down to Logan Bird. Prairie wants to run. Clark fakes the three. On the drive all the way in. Had a block, but a foul called on Corvon Seals.
Seals thought he was straight up and down on that defense there. He got the size advantage on Clark. Clark gets into the lane area. They're going to get to the free throw line. They'll get to shoot two.
But if you're Griff, you got to take it to the hole. Free throw good. Two, both from the free throw line for Clark. And Clark will have one more. Missed it. That's two free throw misses.
Not... I bet you don't see that very often.
17-15. Coming off the high ball screen. Seals plays catch with Rollinger.
Cross court, now over in the corner. Skip pass over the top of the Prairie zone. Right of the lane, right at the free throw line. Back it comes to Seals. He'll rise for three. Missed it, no, and we've got a foul underneath.
Did they get it on North Scott? Or?
No, I think I got Hook. Hook with a hook.
Is that his second there? No, third.
Yep.
Second.
Jeremy Rickardson wanting an explanation. Cliff Hinton. And now Langfitt will come back in for Prairie. So Hook with two on the bench and Keegan Murray with two on the bench. Corvan off the inbound. He'll turn. Murray picks him up. Bounce up top. Anderson fakes the three. Drives in all the way. Charging foul. Harrison Cook took the charge.
Took that charge. He got it. Got the no complaints from North Scott bench.
Prairie, despite cold shooting, they can tie or take the lead on this trip. Griff Clark, standing left-hand dribble out front. Clark over to Murray. He'll turn, fire up the three. Well short from Chris, and the rebound out of there to North Scott.
Reese Summers is just a rebounding machine right now.
That's what he's in there for.
Six of them.
No look, bounce underneath to Anderson. Ooh. Shot no, but he drew the foul. Nice head and shoulder fake.
That was, and he was strong enough to get it up off the glass, give it a chance to go in. It didn't go, though. Shoot two free throws instead.
And the foul's going to be Logan Berg. His first 15 foul on the Prairie Hawks. And Anderson, a sophomore on the free throw line, got the roll on the first one.
Lefty, southpaw out there.
High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight. One more on the way. Up, back iron, no, and high to get the rebound. Clark, long up court pass to Murray. Beat the defense back and scored for Chris Murray.
Transition, one of the few transition baskets Prairie's gotten.
And you don't see that happen very often, and North Scott nearly threw it away, but Anderson, a nice save along the sideline. Morgan, Corvon Seals in there for North Scott. Also, Cortavia Seals back in there. Morgan, a deep three up. Good. Right of the circle for Gary Morgan.
Clark was there, too. He was able to go over the top of him.
That is eight for Morgan off the North Scott bench. 21-17, Lancers by four as we hit the halfway mark of the second quarter. Chris Murray out top, just right of the center circle. High lob pass in the high post to Harrison Cook. Murray working that perimeter. Berg, a jab step. Now he'll back it up. Goes between the legs. Little stutter move on the drive. Got cut off and threw it away.
Nobody there for him. He thought he was going to have a throwback, and it was all gray jerseys.
Morgan, pull up three. That one won't go. Rebound back tap. Morgan gets it back for North Scott. You got to be careful with the Lancers, because in a slowdown game, if you go down 8-10, that's almost like 15-16.
Hard to come back.
Back into the ball game, Niall McLaughlin. Baseline drive in all the way, and drawing the foul with Seals.
Nice step on him, getting through with his left, swinging it through. He caught it out there. Kind of sweeps the ball through, coming back to his left. Kind of a textbook play. You like to teach your younger kids how to attack the rim that way.
Corvon Seals to the line. Chris Murray picked up the foul for Prairie. And the free throw up and good, and Seals with six. And now Prairie will bring Keegan Murray back in with two fouls.
You don't want to pick up your third here at this point in time. He's got to play smart.
Second one on the way, good. And we're going to get a Prairie timeout. Timeout called by Jeremy Rickardson. He'll take full timeout. We will as well. 3:12 to play here in the second quarter. It's North Scott 23 and Cedar Rapids Prairie 17. Back after this 1 minute timeout on KGYN.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station. Vote for mild or spicy and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blairs Ferry and Edgewood.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
23-17 as we rejoin you from Cedar Rapids Prairie. Scott Unash and Phil Dunn with you on this Friday night. Prairie off the timeout. See if they run a set play here. Holding it. High post. Keegan Murray gets it to Logan Berg. Turns. Goes one-on-one. Berg on the drive. Hangs. Puts it up and scores on a double pumper.
Nice little isolation that time to get Berg, knowing that he's a handful for North Scott to guard.
Trap in the backcourt. Corbin Seals gets it up ahead to Morgan. They got a two-on-one. Morgan will pull up from 17 and drains it.
Looks like he's going to dump down low, and he doesn't. He takes that jump shot from the wing.
He's got 10. He's been the difference in this game.
Smooth-looking player right now, isn't he?
25-19. Shake and bake move and a double and a steal from the weak side. Good takeaway there.
Yeah, it was, and that was McLaughlin in there who got his hand in the cookie jar.
Driving a kick to the corner. Seals up top to Morgan. Morgan coming off the ball screen. Takes a free throw line. He'll bring it back out top. Now Corvon Seals penetrates. Tried to dish it to the baseline, and it was tipped out of bounds. And it'll be ball out of bounds to North Scott with 2:14 to play here in the first half. They'll lob it into Seals. He'll go one-on-one. On the drive. Hangs puts it too strong off the glass. Rebounded by Bird. Clark going one-on-one, drives in, hangs, shoots and scores off the glass. He just took a one-on-one against Corvon Seals.
I got he had Seals on his heels that time, and nothing he could do. He didn't want to commit the foul.
25-21, pressure in the backcourt, and Prairie comes up with the steal. Clark can't get it to go. Put back good by Berg, though.
Clark shot the gap to get that initial deflection and started that scramble situation.
Timeout North Scott as, again, they were trapped in the corner. And it'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here for this one. Prairie's got a couple of buckets off the pressure defense.
You know, and it's when they throw it into the corner, Scott, and they let the double team come is where the problems happen. Coach Buddy talking to his kids about what they need to do right now. Trying to get their attention because they've done pretty well with it. For the most part. But I tell you, Prairie makes a living off it. If you are any kind of shaky out there or you're turning it over a little bit, they're going to make you pay. And then that's just going to keep allowing them to put their press on you.
So it'll be North Scott inbound right in front of their bench here. 25-23 in favor of the Lancers. Carson Rollinger will come in. As Prairie showed the press, now they'll back it off. Wouldn't be surprised if Prairie runs something different. They will. They'll go with the man-to-man. Morgan, 10 points off the North Scott bench. He's been a big difference in this game. Summers holds it up top. Gets it over now to McLaughlin. Circles right with it as North Scott working the weave out front. Seals, Cortavius gets it over to Morgan. A little head-and-shoulder fake. Comes left with it. So we're down close to a minute to play here in the first half. McLaughlin to Morgan. Jab step. Comes left. Griff Clark coming out on him. Seals looking to go one-on-one. Crossover dribble. Drives on Murray. Doubled. Kick to the wing. McLaughlin fakes. A bounce down low. Posting up. Turnaround shot. No good. Point blank miss that time by Reese Summers. And here comes Prairie. Looking to tie or take the lead. And Clark on the drive before the shot is fouled. I think they're going to get it on Gary Morgan on a grab.
Well, they got what North Scott got what they wanted down there offensively. They executed well. They couldn't finish, but then Chris Murray with a good defensive rebound leading to the run out down at this end with winds up with Clark on the line.
And Prairie has been to the line a lot tonight in this ball game so far. And Clark misses the front end of the 1-1. 25-23, 35 seconds to play, and now Corvon Seals will walk it across into front court. Chris Murray comes out to pick him up.
They're going to want that hand check. Prairie's just trying to get up and close enough to get a five count going if they can.
17 seconds. Logan Bird coming out, picking up Summers. Over to Morgan. Might run something, driving a kick here.
There you go. It's probably gonna, they're going to get going right about now.
Seals goes crossover. Seals going one-on-one. Drives down the lane. Hangs, puts it up short. Rebound Harrison Cook. Lets it fly. Three-quarter court. And no good at the buzzer. Halftime score. North Scott 25 and Cedar Rapids Prairie 23. And we'll come back, take a look at stats, have a few scores for you, and more coming up here at halftime. 25-23 North Scott. Back up through this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
Guys, the JCPenney Holiday Challenge is here. Get everything you need for less than you think. Get her something she's really gonna love, like diamond studs or pendant, each just $25. Starting Thursday, save up to 60% on select fine jewelry. Plus, get an extra 40% off sale prices with your JCPenney credit card. Or take an extra 30% off any way you pay. Surprise her this holiday with the perfect gift. Hurry in, end soon. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular original prices. While supplies last, credit offers subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Napa Know-How.
Screwdrivers are like socks. Somehow the one you need is always missing. Lucky for you, Napa has a 26-piece screwdriver set on sale for just $19.99. Get it to replace lost tools or upgrade your current set for your neighbor to borrow and never return. Again, 26 screwdrivers for just $19.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 12/31/17.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. I know you're busy taking care of business and all, but seriously, you need to know about all the Cyber Week deals at Office Depot Office Max. All week long, get up to 60% off select furniture and seating, and 50% off a wireless Epson printer, just $49.99. Plus, even more Cyber Week deals at OfficeDepot.com. Go ahead, you deserve it. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 12/2, while supplies last.
Back with you here on the halftime report from Cedar Rapids Prairie. Our score at the break, the North Scott Lancers 25, and the Cedar Rapids Prairie Hawks 23. Scott Unashville done back with you. And a couple of trends in this game for Prairie. Not shooting the ball very well, but they're creating a little bit off of turnovers. And then they got the penetration game going a little bit, the drive game going at the back end of the second quarter. And for North Scott, Corbin Seals and Gary Morgan have been a handful, 17 of the 25 for the Lancers here in the first half. Morgan especially, 10 points off the Lancer bench.
Yeah, that's a big plus for them. And he's looked good doing it, Scott. He hasn't taken many shots to get that done. A couple of them in transition coming up, knocking the ball down. And, you know, I think you had talked about this a little bit earlier that, you know, if Griff Clark gets a couple free throws, I think he's missed three maybe.
Missed three free
which
throws.
Which is very, very, very unusual for him. You know, if he makes some of those, converts on those, they probably have the lead here right now at this point in time.
Let's take a look at the first half scoring for North Scott. Gary Morgan off the bench leading the way, the 5'10 senior, with 10 points, four field goals, including a pair of three-point goals. 7 points for Corbin Seals. He's got a field goal and 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Ty Anderson with 3, Sam Kilberg with 3, and Reese Summers with 2. 4, Cedar Rapids Prairie at halftime. Balanced scoring. Logan Bird leading the way with 8 points, all from the field. Chris Murray with 4, Griff Clark with 4. 3 points for Keegan Murray. Mason Hook with 2, and Harrison Cook with 2 as well. Turnovers, I've got North Scott with 6 and Prairie with 4. And 10-2 the bench. North Scott with the advantage of that one here. And we'll get shooting coming up here in a moment from Jeff Johnson. What do you got for rebound?
Oh, rebounding is pretty close here too, Scott. North Scott, the smaller team, actually has a plus one in the advantage here, 14-13, and it's a lot to do with Reese Summers. 6 rebounds for him. He's doing a terrific job. 5 of those on the offensive on the defensive glass. 2 rebounds for Corvon Seals, and then 1 apiece for Ty Anderson, Gary Morgan, Carson Rollinger, and then Niall McLaughlin chipping in with 1 as well. 2 dead ball team rebounds for the Lancers. And when you add it all up, it's 5 offensive, 9 defensive, total 14 for North Scott. For Cedar Rapids Prairie, Mason Hook with 4 rebounds. 2 at each end of the court, 2 defensive, 2 offensive. 3 for Logan Berg. 2 rebounds apiece for Chris Murray, Griff Clark, and Harrison Cook. 5 offensive, 8 defensive, total of 13 for the Prairie Hawks.
Very interesting first half, and I think a lot of changes and adjustments are going to be made by both teams, I think, coming up at the halftime break.
Well, yeah, you wonder, too. Prairie made a little bit of an adjustment there in the second quarter. They switched to a man-to-man in their half-court stuff, still pressing full-court zone in the zone, different looks that they did, but they were falling back man-to-man as opposed to that 2-3 or the 1-2-2 matchup there if they were running a little more zone defense. I don't know if they just didn't like the looks that North Scott was getting against it, so they decided to go to that man-to-man, but we'll see if they'll continue with that into the second half here. North Scott, I think you're going to see them continue on with what they do the best defensively, and that's in the half-court man. Offensively, though, they've had pretty good movement at times and good spacing. I think they got a little bit, Coach Buddy's probably talking about, let's keep Clark off the free throw line. We don't need to put him there anymore. And then they gave up a couple baskets in transition, which I know that just burns Coach Buddy because they get back a couple times.
The halftime score, 25-23. In favor of North Scott here at the halftime break. And we'll get you some stats here in just a moment. And you can read Jeff Johnson's article in the Cedar Rapids Gazette coming up tomorrow, as he will have that up and running and ready to go. And some other scores trying to just get a few in here before we take a break here. You got a few?
Yeah, Waterloo West is beating Iowa City Liberty 37-27. I believe that's the first home game for for Liberty in their school's existence. And we've got the girls' score. Iowa City West leads 26-17 in their game.
I was trying to recall who West was playing here tonight. I can throw out the numbers from halftime. North Scott shooting 8 of 21, so about 35%. 4 of 11 from three-point range and about 37%. 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. For Prairie, 7 of 20, that's 35%, but only 1 of 6 from three-point land. And Prairie, 8 of 11 from the free throw line at about 78%. So both teams not shooting it particularly well in the first half.
No, there isn't. And, Prairie, that's kind of one of their things. They usually can shoot the ball pretty well. They've been pretty good at it. They've done that through the years. They like to shoot it. A lot of threes. Testament to North Scott, though, defensively, getting out and covering those three-point shooters and making Prairie do something different.
Both teams back out on the floor. We'll take a break. Get ready for the second half tip-off. Our score at halftime, North Scott 25. And Cedar Rapids Prairie 23. Back in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball from KGYN.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their fall tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Dock, Bob Bobbergear? They'll fix your broken iPhones or Samsung Galaxies for a fraction of the cost for replacing them. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the Friends of Digital Dock, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Getting ready for the second half as we're back with you here from Cedar Rapids Prairie. Scott Unash and Phil Dunn courtside here tonight as both teams getting ready to start the second half back at their respective benches here. 35% shooting pretty much for both teams there in the first half of play. And I think it's going to be whatever team starts to turn it up and dial it up a little bit as far as shooting is going to have a big advantage.
Well, I think the pace, too, is probably Northcott's favor that first half was anyway. I think Prairie would like to do a little bit more up and down and get her going a little bit and try to make it a little bit more of a crazy ball game, but Northcott's a little bit more controlled in that regard. And, they've done a nice job executing their stuff in their half-court set, so see if Prairie can, like you say, get out there and see if they can turn up the pressure a little bit and see, get some turnovers, lead to some runouts.
Take a look at the lineups to start the second half. North Scott will come out with Reese Summers, Ty Anderson, along with Corvon Seals, Cortavia Seals, and Sam Kilberg. Foul trouble right now. No one with three for North Scott. Kilberg and Anderson with two, and Keegan Murray and Mason Hook with two for Prairie. Griff Clark, Logan Berg, Mason Hook, and Chris and Keegan Murray out there for Jeremy Rickardson and Prairie.
Prairie gets the ball to start the half here.
Underway, half number two. Hawks going to the bucket to our right. And North Scott will stay in their man-to-man defense. Keegan Murray, top of the key, cross-court pass, almost taken away there by Anderson off the overplay. But Prairie retains possession. Clark driving right, lost his footing on a double team, stolen away. Seals up ahead, driving in. Summers had a block from behind. Tip comes down to North Scott, put back up and good for Sam Kilberg.
Again, three North Scott players that time at the rim in that transition, able to get the defensive, or excuse me, the offensive rebound.
27-23. North Scott really extending that man defense right now. Murray, diagonal pass over to Griff Clark. It's been all penetrating tonight for Clark. Out top, Murray turns, puts up the three and got it. That's Chris Murray.
A little bit late there. North Scott, one of the few times they were not there on the catch.
27-26, half-court traffic pressure. North Scott beats it. They got it the advantage, 3-on-2, and Kilberg will circle it back out front. And now it'll be Cortavia Seals to run the offense. Crossover working on Griff Clark. Up top, Anderson on the dribble drive. Anderson gets doubled, gets it back to Kilberg. Kilberg, two-man game, looking inside. Can't get it down low. So he played a minute 25 here of the third quarter. Seals to Summers. Bound entry pass, posting up Anderson. Anderson turns, goes up, hit the side of the backboard. And Prairie with a chance to take the lead off to Keegan Murray. Rebound behind the screen. Murray, three, won't go. Every time Prairie gets within one, they just can't get that bucket. Here's North Scott on the other end, an air ball, but a putback again. Down low, Kilberg with another putback.
It was almost like a pass, Scott, wasn't it? He was just on the backside one, fell right into his hands.
29-26, at least 6 points for North Scott on putbacks. Murray, step back 17-footer, can't get the roll, and the rebound down to North Scott. Summers, another board. Between the leg dribble. Seals, little shake and bake move, going one-on-one, and before the finger roll, a foul on the floor on Prairie.
He did make the bucket, but it doesn't count. It's going to be baseline out of bounds underneath.
First foul on Griff Clark. Team's first of the half, and it'll be ball out of bounds to North Scott. 29-26. Lancers get it to Kilberg. Now they'll set it up front. Seals fakes, now goes up at the 3-0, and the rebound to Clark, and he was hit from behind by Anderson, who commits his third foul.
See what Coach Buddy does, talking to his coaching staff here.
And they will go to the bench, but they didn't get the sub in quick enough. It'll be McLaughlin.
29-26, 5:30 to play third quarter. Clark isolated right side. Clark going one-on-one. Drives baseline, cut off. Looking for some help. Bounces it over to Berg. Berg spins, goes up, and did he walk? Yes.
That was good defense that time by Cortavious Seals, keeping him in front. Berg had the advantage in those matchups earlier in the ball game. He was able to get by him, but that time Seals sat down, good stance, good footwork, kept him in front.
Diamond and one, full court pressure. North Scott throws over the top along the far sideline. Lancer ball up three, 5:10 to play third quarter. Cortavious at the right point. Working outside the three-point arc. Cross court now to Corvon. Seals to Seals. Coming off the screen. Kilberg for three. No. And the rebound one-handed by Chris Murray. Chris weaving through traffic. Chris on the drive. Chris all the way in. Hangs and scores. Banks it home from the heart of the paint.
The North Scott defenders a little bit out of position that time. He took advantage of it.
29-28. Kilberg's cross-court pass gets it to Cortavious Seals. Circles in the lane. Puts it up with the right hand and drew the foul on Berg.
And get to the free throw line. Shoot two here.
Second foul on Logan Berg. And Cortavious Seals was only a 36% foul shooter last year.
No points thus far in the ball game.
And a big wrap. Well, he did on that right hand, but now it's off.
Yeah, he started the game with a huge one on there.
Gets the first free throw. He'll have one more. On the way. Yep, good. Did not look like a 36%er there.
Nothing but net both times.
31-28, North Scott by three. We've seen Saw between one and three here. Murray gets loose. Pull-up jumper right through by Keegan Murray.
That's what happens when you go for a steal and you don't get it. You let shooters open, and Prairie burned them.
31-30. Kilberg takes it in the lane. Stops, pops, and hits. Both teams heating up a little bit.
In the lane, dribble penetration, shot fake, get the defender up in the air.
Nine for Kilberg, six in this quarter for the sophomore. 33-30. Clark, a step back, three good for Prairie, for Griff Clark.
Right over the top of, I was going to say defensively, would be Corvon Seals.
Timeout at 30 going to be taken by Prairie here. And Prairie finally got over the hump, and they have tied it now at 33 apiece here in the third quarter.
Now they got that time. Then Coach, quick timeout by Coach Rickardson here. I don't know what he's going to change up defensively, maybe a little bit, see if get a little different wrinkle coming back at him now. See if they can get over the hump and take that lead here finally in the second half.
Well, that's a good sign to get Griff Clark that first three-pointer.
Yeah, he looked good doing it that time. Rose up with confidence. One of the few times North Scott had their hands down, too. They wasn't up defensively.
3:54 to play, third quarter. And North Scott will take it from their backcourt. No Prairie pressure this time.
Nope. And are they matching man-to-man, Scott?
Looks like they will. Niall McLaughlin into the game. Kilberg, who's had a hot hand, gets it down on the baseline. Seals. Isolated one-on-one. Cross-court pass. McLaughlin behind a screen. Nails a three.
Now they dialed up a set themselves during that timeout. They executed very well.
36-33. McLaughlin's first points of the ball game. As both teams going to get set to go to the bench here. Hawk basketball. Clark circling right, trying to bounce it inside, and the ball kicked by Seals. Trying to get it down low to Murray.
Yeah, they want that matchup. They want to take Kilberg in the post. It'd be Keegan Murray who's got the height advantage on him. They're trying to post him up on the block.
Matt Walter, 6'1 senior guard, coming in for the first time for the Prairie Hawks. Harrison Cook also back into the ball game. Chris Murray, deep 25-foot three, won't go, and the rebound. Two Seals. Corvon to Cortavious. Cortavious, crossover dribble, drives in. Double pump hanger, no. Contact play on. And the ball out of bounds. Last touch by who? Prairie, they say.
Now they're going to confer.
Now are they going to change it?
Nope, it's staying North Scott. I think North Scott might have got a break on that. I mean, they had the better angle, the officials over there. It didn't look like it got tipped, but stays here.
36-33. Two teams looking to vie for championships. in their conference, or at least high finishes going at it tonight. Seals brothers playing catch with it. Up top to McLaughlin, who just drilled a tray. It's under three to play here in the third. One-on-one on the drive. We're going to have a hand check on Harrison Cook prior to the shot.
Going to his left, Corvon Seals again, taking him, breaking him down, sweeping through, going baseline.
Now lob it in to Corvon. Corvon traveled with it as he went to make a move on Murray. Little extra drag step.
Those feet going early out there.
Seventh turnover on North Scott. And Prairie down three with the basketball. Clark, the Murrays, along with Matt Walter and Harrison Cook. Cook over comes Chris Murray. Nice crossover dribble on the drive all the way in. Can't get the layup, but drew the foul.
A little jab fake up top. Got the defender going to the middle, and he came back to his right.
And Chris Murray to the line for Prairie. He's got a nine-point night going. And the free throw by the left-hander up and good. Chris Murray now in double figures, leading Prairie in scoring. As Gary Morgan, he was a big part of that North Scott first half, 10 points off the bench. He's back in. Free throw good. Murray got them both, 4 out of 4 from the line. 36-35, 2:26 to play in the third quarter. And a good one tonight here at Prairie. Corvon Seals to Morgan as Cortavius out of the ballgame right now. Kilberg fakes, drives right on Walter. Good defense in the man-to-man. Forces him to give up the ball. Now back it comes to Seals. Seals, crossover dribble, drives baseline. Fall away jumper, good. Smooth move by Corvon Seals.
Yeah, that's a tough shot, too. That's not an easy shot. It takes a lot of body control to get that touch on the rim.
He's got nine, 38-35. Cook drives into the lane. Cross court to Walter. He's in the corner. Clark looking to drive. Lost it as he spun. Cook, right back it comes to Clark. Seals on him with a minute 40 to play in the third. Clark stop and go dribble. Leaves it for Cook. Cook, pull up jumper. In and out for 15. And the rebound to Gary Morgan. North Scott coming the other way up the right-hand boards. And now they'll set it up. Seals. Doubled out front, picks it up, goes to Kilberg. Minute 19 to play. Kilberg penetrates, kick to the corner. Fall away three, good again. Bree Summers.
Side to side, ball movement, and they get the defense coming on the backside, giving help. They make that extra pass to the open shooter.
Clark behind the screen, had his three-pointer block, got it back, got the layup, but before the shot, a foul called. Now are they going to call it on the three-point attempt?
Out of the basket.
Oh, they're going to count the basket.
That's what I was wondering. I didn't know how that basket was going to count. Yeah. Holy cow.
And
Prairie got a break.
They're going to talk it over here.
If they count the basket, Prairie got the break on that one. That's NBA continuation there.
Now the foul is going to be called on Kilberg. And that is it.
We'll see what they're going to do.
And they are going to count the basket. And Griff Clark and Prairie got a break. Free throw, Clark got that one to go.
He capitalized on it. Made the three-pointer count.
41-38, 61 seconds to play in the third, and now Rollinger comes in for Kilburn. North Scott up three with a basketball. Quinn Langfitt back into the Prairie lineup. Logan Berg also back in there. Behind the back, shake and bake move. Seals driving a kick to the corner. McLaughlin three, short. Weak side board pulled out of there by Keegan Murray. No look pass, Berg. Shovels it back to Chris Murray. Pop up three and ring it up. A deep one from the left side.
Tie ball game now. See North Scott does. If they're going to go down here to the last shot, they're going to have to hold it 30 seconds.
How big? Tell you what, six in a row. 41-41.
Yeah. With that three-point play down there at the end, that was a little bit questionable. And then the long three there for Murray.
15 seconds to play. Murray between the legs, coming off the high ball screen. They double him out front, gives up the ball. Over it comes, 6 seconds. Lefty three, block. Rebound Prairie, 3 seconds. Murray into the front court, lets it fly, going to be short. And did they call foul? No. Jeremy Rickardson wanted it, didn't get it, and we are through three quarters. Well, buckle the seatbelts as we head to the fourth. It's Prairie 41, North Scott 41. Back after this one-minute timeout, you're listening to High School Boys Basketball from KGYM.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station. Vote for mild or spicy and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blairsbury and Edgewood.
Very good third quarter, and we're tied as we head to the fourth, 41-41. It'll be North Scott ball as we start the fourth. It'll be Anderson back in there with three fouls for North Scott. Gary Morgan, Corvon Seals, Rollinger, and also Reese Summers in, the five for Seamus Buddy. Up top, coming off the screen, three-pointer off the right side, no good. Anderson high to get the rebound. Turnaround left-hander is good. Little half hook from the heart of the lane by Ty Anderson.
Yeah, he just cleaned up everything right there in front of the rim. Nobody around him for Prairie.
Offensive rebounds have hurt Prairie in this game. We'll set the Hawk line. A nice spin move inside. Hook, got the roll off the glass.
Yeah, he gets that little roll, hits the bottom of the rim, but has enough spin to carry it up over top of the rim.
The Murray twins, along with Hook, Berg, and Clark, the starters back in for Prairie. 43-43. Morgan outside the three-point arc, gets it to Seals, drives on Murray and got fouled. Going for the swipe, and that will be the second personal on Chris Murray.
They're going to get to the free throw line now. Seems like whoever's been going this way, Scott, gets to the free throw line right here to the basket in front of us to our left. Prairie was getting to the line in the first half, and now North Scott's getting to the line here.
Free throws for Corvon Seals. Four out of four tonight. This one off the front iron, no. High school basketball again tonight presented by First Federal Credit Union. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. One more coming up, trying to give North Scott the lead. Good. Rattled it home. Double figures for Corvon Seals.
Little token pressure by Corvon Seals against Griff Clark. Nothing serious.
44-43. Clark standing left-hand dribble at the point out front. Goes crossover. Leaves it for Keegan Murray. Keegan Murray behind the back with it. Tries to bounce it down low and does to Chris. Chris with the fall-away floater. No. Tough shot there with Morgan on him and the rebound out of there to Corvon Seals. Cortavius now on the bench, so we'll just say Seals. Seals going between the legs with it. Turned down the shot. Got it over to Morgan. Morgan, bullet pass cross court. Right wing three. No good on the line driver that time by Rollinger. Rebounded by Prairie. Lead pass to Berg. Berg, great shovel underneath. Reverse layup good to Mason Hawk.
Mason Hook running down the middle of the lane that time, uncontested.
For Megan Hook, 45-44. First Prairie lead in a long time. Floater won't go, and Murray the rebound. Prairie trying to expand the lane. Murray to Clark. So we played 2 minutes here in the fourth quarter. Clark, standing dribble with the count on him. Now backs it out of there. See if Clark goes one-on-one. No, bounce down low. Posting up, Keegan Murray. Murray puts up the foul away and was fouled. He got a mismatch against a shorter player, and that will send Keegan to the line.
We're trying to post him up, trying to get that match up.
First on Rollinger, team foul number four, and free throws coming up now for Keegan Murray. 45-44. Free throw swish through.
See if Prairie decides to press after this free throw if they can connect. They'd like to, but they haven't been doing much of it here in the second half.
46-44. One more for Keegan Murray. Up, good. Prairie shot free throws very well tonight. They're 5 out of 5 in the second half and 13 of 16 for the game. 47-44. Kilberg back into the ballgame. Give and go underneath the Summers, and he got the layup.
Nice little UCLA cut that time. Free him up.
Prairie by one, 47-46. Clark angling right, lost the handle for a moment, now picks it up. Clark on the dribble drive and away from the ball.
Are they going to get Hook or are they going to get Anderson?
Anderson's fourth.
It looked like Hook was moving out there and Anderson was trying to get through it. Maybe they said Anderson was holding Griff Clark or Logan Berg coming around.
And that is the fourth foul on Anderson. Coming off the screen, Murray turns, puts up the jumper, can't get it to go. And the rebound to Anderson. 5-12 to play in the ball game. North Scott shooting for the lead. Seals, Morgan as they work the weave. They get it down low. Anderson posting up on the left block, backing his way in. They triple team him, in trouble. Spinning, had a shot blocked out of bounds. Going to stay with North Scott.
Triple team. He's surrounded by white jerseys that time.
Now Cortavia Seals will come back in.
They go smaller, North Scott does, with this lineup.
Lancer shooting for the lead, down by one. Off the clear out. Seals on the drive, splits a double team, left the flying layup short, out of bounds. Stays Lancer ball.
Getting second and third chances here in this possession.
Yeah, the rebounding has hurt Prairie tonight. Offensive and defensive. Morgan will lob it out deep to Corvon. Hands it off to little brother Cortavius. The Seals brothers playing catch out front, and now they'll set it up. High pick. Seals angles right with a dribble. Hands it back to Corvon. Mason Hook coming out on him. 4:25 to play. Morgan fakes the three. Lancer's being very patient on this trip. Gilbert. Penetrates the lane, kicks it to Seals, into the corner to Cortavius. Three-pointer, got it.
Patience paid off. The second and third opportunity. That's a third chance in that possession off the offensive board, and it paid off for him.
Full timeout going to be taken. We'll take it with them. 4:09 to play here in the ballgame. It's North Scott 49 and Cedar Rapids Prairie 47. And we'll be back after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on KGYN.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids Prairie. Seamus Buddy with a quick timeout after that three. Cortavia Seals, 36% three-point shooter last year. And got that one to go from the corner. That one did the old toilet bowl treatment.
It was. They moved the ball. They had a lot of patience on that one. Quick Prairie Girls score to pass on. It was 35-12 halftime. They lead Dubuque Waller.
Prairie Girls got it going this year. See what the Prairie Boys can do right here. High post to get it to Hook. Top of the key. Summers gives him room. Just holds it. Now he's going to put up the three and got it. He chased it down like he missed it. And Mason Hook delivers a deep tray.
It was his second, third thought. He didn't look like he wanted to shoot it. And all of a sudden he thinks better of it and pulls the trigger.
50-49. North Scott again down one. Cortavius out of the center circle. They'll clear it out for him. Dribbles through traffic. Up off the glass and scores.
Yeah, and he probably played through contact, too. He got hit in the arm, it looked like, as he went up through that shot, but he's able to finish.
He's got seven all in the second half. Now they're starting to clear things out for him instead of Corvon. Murray puts it on the floor, behind the back with a dribble, goes up with a left-hand floater and scores. Beautiful move, Chris Murray.
Size advantage that time, and then he goes over the top of Corvon Seals, who came a little bit late.
16 for Chris Murray, 52-51, 3 minutes to play in the game. Prairie by one. Morgan to Cortavius. Holds it out front, over on the right side. Kilberg three, no, and the rebound out of there to Hook. We got a big board that time. Each team not really near the bonus here. Only 5,000 Norscott, four on Prairie. Clark sizing up his opponent. Now backs up. And we're going to get a Prairie timeout, I believe. Timeout, Prairie, full timeout with 2:33 to play in the ball game. So we'll take it with them. 52-51 at Prairie, back in 30 seconds here on KGYM.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
In Independence. Back with you here at Cedar Rapids Prairie as the Hawks lead 52-51 over Norscott. Boy, it's been as good as we thought it was going to be here tonight. Two really even teams.
Back and forth. This is what you got to like about it when you get down to the stretch. Two teams playing well. Your first ball game of the season. Kind of getting a feel for each other, their teammates in game situations. Teams are going to be good. Both these teams are going to have a good year.
Yeah, they are. Well, we'll see what Prairie drew up in that timeout. Norscott with five fouls. Prairie with only four. So no team near shooting free throws yet. Two and a half to play in the ball game. Prairie with the ball up one. Clark will back it out. Going to be Cortavia Seals on him. Circles left, takes it in the center circle.
And five out cutters.
Yep. First time we've really seen this tonight.
I'm going to make Norscott chase.
Hook, little shake and bake move. Nice spin down low, goes off the glass and scores.
Away with a walk at the beginning of that, I think probably shuffled his feet, but his size at the end, he's able to go over the top of a smaller defender.
54-51, three-point Prairie lead. Still a one-possession game. Cortavia sought the clear out. Going through the Prairie man-to-man and was grabbed and fouled before the shot. And I think it's going to be ball out of bounds. And they're going to get it on Mason Hook. That is his third. First Hawk with three.
It's only five team fouls, like you say, so it'll be baseline out of bounds underneath.
Off the inbound, Corvon. Thought about the three. Now they'll pull it back out. He's going to go one-on-one. Stop and go move. Spins inside. Got doubled. Kick to the corner. Open three. Up. Good for Reese Summers.
Now they moved the ball well that time. Summers didn't hesitate. Catch and shoot.
He's got 10. We're tied at 54. 90 seconds to play. Prairie basketball. Logan Berg out at the left point. Berg on the dribble drive. Kick to the corner. Clark open three, and he hits.
That's what you want. You want Griff Clark catching and shooting in that situation.
13 for Griff Clark.
Norscott getting the call. Set call they want now.
57-54. Will Norscott try a three? Driving baseline, Kilberg, he got doubled. Kick to the wing, three, up, no good, and the rebound underneath the Mason Hook, and he was fouled by Cortavia Seals.
Mason Hook on the backside defensively that time.
It's only the sixth foul, though, so no free throws.
Still got to take it inbounds. I think Norscott now will pick up probably.
The Murrays in there along with Logan Berg, Griff Clark, and Mason Hook. Prairie now will face the pressure. They get it into Clark. In the backcourt, they're going to try to double and triple him. Gets it up ahead, now to Murray. They got a two-on-one. Berg shovels it down low, layup good by Chris Murray.
Prairie going to now try to play defense without fouling.
And they just foul with 40.4 to go. Foul called on Keegan Murray.
And they still have a foul to give here. That's going to be a baseline out of bounds situation. I didn't say it was in the act of shooting on the floor.
40.4, 16 foul on the Hawks. North Scott to inbound. Morgan off the screen. Three-pointer won't go. Rebound fought for, and Clark got the save from Logan Berg. And this is what Prairie wants, because Prairie is a terrific free throw shooting team, and a foul in the backcourt on Cortavia Seals, his fourth.
Nothing North Scott could do there but have to commit the foul. They didn't get the rebound.
They had a good look.
Yeah, they did. They got a look just to get it to go.
Keegan Murray with the one and bonus. 30.3 seconds to play in the game. Coming up, we'll have the True North postgame show for you. Bends the knees, one and one, up, good.
North Scott's got to play fast now. You don't have to necessarily, you don't have to have a three.
Second free throw, no good. And North Scott still down two possessions. Ball tipped away, stolen away. A reach in, and now in the backcourt, a foul called as Chris Murray fouled.
We get to go to the free throw line now. Again, Chris Murray's going to get to.
And that foul, I did not see who that foul was on.
Was it Murray? Or Morgan, I'm sorry. Gary Morgan?
Might have been on Morgan. Yeah, it might have been on zero.
That's what we're trying to figure out here.
I think it's the eighth team foul, yeah. And it was on zero. Boy, Prairie got pretty fortunate there because they reached in and got the ball tipped away.
Yeah, and Coach Buddy was asking about that one there, too, where if there was a foul committed before that, but there wasn't a whistle, so you put it through. Jeremy, Coach Rickardson over from Prairie, is going to be talking about, he makes one of these free throws, it becomes a three-possession ball game.
Absolutely.
So then you got to be really smart on the defensive end. You don't want to help them out. You just sit down, you play good, you keep the ball in front of you, make them shoot over the top of you. Don't commit a foul. Don't let them have a straight line run to the rim and score quickly.
1-1 coming up for Chris Murray. Prairie shot it better in the second half. And just played a crisper game, I think, overall in the second half.
There's a big stretch, Scott, with the, remember, Griff Clark got the rebound. He scored. He got the three-point play. He made it there. And then who hit the other three right behind him? Somebody hit another three. It was a six-point swing for Prairie right then and there.
Chris Murray gets the 1-1. He'll have one more, and that makes it a three-possession game with 20.1 seconds remaining. Second free throw right through for Chris. 19 seconds, 8-point Prairie lead. Looks like they're going to hold on here at home and get the win. Summers back to Corvon. Deep three, no. Rebounded by Keegan Murray underneath. And going for the steal and a foul with 5.7 to go. And this one's academic as Morgan commits his third foul. And the score is going to be closer than the final indicates here tonight.
Yeah, it could wind up a 10-point ball game if he makes these two free throws, but it was back and forth the entire 30 minutes until these final 2 minutes, and Prairie got a little bit of a jump on him.
Murray hits the first, 63-54. Tell you what, you better not be behind Prairie in the last couple minutes because they're pretty deadly at the free throw line. Shot 71% as a team a year ago. Done well tonight, 64-54. And Morgan's three blocked. That will do it. Cedar Rapids Prairie with a victory tonight at home as the Hawks win it tonight by a score of 64-54. We will take a break, come back, and have the True North postgame show for you for Prairie right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
guys, the JCPenney Holiday Challenge is here. Get everything you need for less than you think. Get her something she's really going to love, like diamond studs or pendant, each just $25. Starting Thursday, save up to 60% on select fine jewelry. Plus, get an extra 40% off sale prices with your JCPenney credit card. Or take an extra 30% off any way you pay. Surprise her this holiday with the perfect gift. Hurry in, end soon. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular original prices. While supplies last, credit offers subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Napa Know How.
Screwdrivers are like socks. Somehow the one you need is always missing. Lucky for you, Napa has a 26-piece screwdriver set on sale for just $19.99. Get it to replace lost tools or upgrade your current set for your neighbor to borrow and never return. Again, 26 screwdrivers for just $19.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 12/31/17.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. I know you're busy taking care of business and all, but seriously, you need to know about all the Cyber Week deals at Office Depot Office Max. All week long, get up to 60% off select furniture and seating, and 50% off a wireless Epson printer, just $49.99. Plus, even more Cyber Week deals at OfficeDepot.com. Go ahead, you deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 12/2, while supplies last.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Welcome back on the True North pregame show here from Cedar Rapids Prairie. The Hawks win their opener tonight, 64-54 against a good North Scott Lancer basketball team. And I think just a gutty performance. And I think you hit upon maybe the biggest part of this game, Phil, and that was when it was a 41-35 game. Prairie got a conventional three-point play, may have gotten a little bit of a break on an and-one, and then came back with a three to finally get over the hump and to tie things up. And then after it was tied at 41, then Prairie went a big run to end the ball game and hit free throws.
Yeah, that was a big stretch right there. With Griff Clark was in the middle of that there when he was able to finish there. And they got a little bit of – North Scott had a little bit of problems offensively executing down the stretch. Credit Prairie's defense – they're able to keep them off the board enough, even though North Scott did hurt them on the offensive glass. They weren't able to convert a couple times where they could have kept this thing close. And then Prairie was going to make their free throws. You talked about down the stretch there, Scott. If you are trying to catch up to Prairie, it's going to be tough go because they are so good as a team shooting free throws down the stretch.
Take a look at the final scoring here. In this one, won by Prairie by 10, 64-54. For the Hawks tonight, four of the five starters in double figures, led by Chris Murray with 20 points at 16 of those in the second half. Had a couple of big threes. He hit a deep one, about a 25-footer from the left wing. And he leads Prairie tonight with 20. Ended up with a couple of three-pointers, four field goals, and six out of six from the line. 13 points for Griff Clark after a slow start, but he hit some big threes in that second half of play. 11 points for Mason Hook, nine of those coming, including he hit a big three in the second half of play down the stretch in the fourth quarter. Keegan Murray with 10 points tonight for Prairie. Logan Berg had eight all in the first half, and Harrison Cook with a couple of free throws for two. For North Scott, they have balanced scoring tonight, three in double figures, all with 10 points.
It was Corvon Seals with 10, but he only had three in the second half, only had one field goal, and Prairie really clamped down on him in the third and fourth quarter. Gary Morgan had 10 all in the first half, 10 for Reese Summers, Sam Kilberg with 9, Cortavious Seals had 7, Ty Anderson with 5, and Niall McLaughlin had 3. Turnovers unofficially, North Scott with 9, Prairie with only 6, so it was a very good opener for both teams. Bench scoring was 13-2 in favor of North Scott in this one. And the free throw shooting, Prairie was 18-22 tonight. And North Scott, 8 out of 10. And we'll let you give rebounding here before we talk to Coach Rickardson.
Well, rebounding, we had 27-26 at North Scott plus 1 in that category. Look at the individuals for Prairie first. 6 rebounds for Mason Hook. 4 of those coming in the first half. 5 for Chris Murray. 4 apiece by 3 Prairie Hawks. Keegan Murray, Griff Clark, as well as Logan Berg. Harrison Cook off the bench contributing 2 rebounds. 6 offensive, 20 defensive, total 26 for the Hawks. North Scott's led by Reese Summers with 8. 6 of those coming in the first half, though. Prairie does a little better job in the second half keeping him off the glass. 4 rebounds for Corvon Seals. 3 for Ty Anderson. 2 rebounds apiece for Sam Kilberg, Gary Morgan, as well as Niall McLaughlin. 1 rebound for Cortavious Seals, as well as Carson Rollinger. 11 offensive, 16 defense, total 27 for the Lancers.
Head coach Jeremy Rickardson joining us here after this Prairie win. He'll also join us tomorrow morning as well for the coaches' show. And, boy, you knew this was going to be a great opener. Two really, really competitive teams going at it. And, well, you got to be thrilled to come away with a victory.
Yeah, we are. It was certainly hard fought, that's for sure. We talked at halftime about, you know, we just had to be a little bit tougher on both ends, offensively and defensively. And, you know, at the beginning of the third quarter there, I didn't know if they heard me, but then in the fourth quarter, they kind of came through. I think they finished pretty tough there.
They really did. And it seemed like in the first three quarters, you just kept getting close. You creep mm-hmm. within a point. North Scott would come down to their credit and hit a big shot.
Yep.
You finally got 6 points in a row. You had the conventional three-point play. And then you came back with a 3 after that. And once you got it tied, it seemed like you got over the top.
Yep, I agree. And I thought Mason Hook was really good there in the fourth quarter. He made some big plays. Obviously, the 3 by Griff from the corner was big. And once we get to that point, I like our chances in a free throw game. So that's kind of what we got to. And guys made free throws down the stretch and pulled it out.
I don't think Mason wanted to shoot that 3-pointer, but you're probably happy he did.
You're right. He didn't look like he wanted to, but, he stroked it with confidence, and that was big. It was big.
It really was big. And tell you, it was a total team effort tonight by everybody that you put in the ball game. And great to see Mason Hook come up big and Harrison Cook after the years off last year.
Yeah. We said that right now after the game. We talked about, you know, we got contributions, maybe not statistic-wise, but we got some good contributions from everybody that played. I thought Logan Berg did some nice things in the first half to kind of keep us in it with some offensive rebounds and going strong to the hole. So, absolutely, it was a good team win.
For your opener, too, Scott had you unofficially for only 6 turnovers. That's a pretty good game, especially for your first one of the year.
Is that right?
6.
I'll take it. No, I mean, last year I feel like we turned the corner about, you know, valuing possession of the ball. We didn't turn it over a lot last year, and it's kind of carried over. When you have 3 pretty good guards, that handle the ball a lot, that's going to happen. So I would have guessed we had a few more than that, but I'll take it. I'll take 6.
6, not too bad anyway. You'll take that on any night. And you get to the free throw line 22 times. You hit a few down the stretch, but 18-22. And like you said, you'll take your chances with the lead with this group.
Yeah. Uncharacteristically, Griff missed 3, I think, in the first half. He shot 91 last year, but down the stretch they made him when we needed to, and that's what gave us the margin there at the end.
And a big one to get right out of the chute,
yes.
Too.
Yeah. I feel like it's really late to play your first game, so, you know, we've kind of been chomping at the bit to get going, and we knew that North Scott would be tough. They're always very well coached, and it is a nice non-conference win to get to start the season.
I was going to say, it's a good test for you guys right away out of the
Absolutely.
Gate because they're not going to do anything to beat themselves. You have to beat them, and you guys did a good job with that.
You must be a coach. I said the same thing to the kids before the game. So,
well, we'll let you enjoy it, and we'll talk to you some more tomorrow morning. But congratulations on the first win of the year.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thanks. Yep. Jeremy Rickardson, head coach of the Prairie Hawks, as they win it tonight by a score of 64-54 here tonight over the North Scott Lancers. And this is North Scott team that's going to make a lot of noise in the MAC this year. Bettendorf's got DJ Carton, of course, and Joe Wieskamp down in Muscatine. But you take a look, PV was the pick by the coaches at the beginning of the year. And PV with the victory over City High earlier on this week. But you got to think PV, North Scott, Bettendorf, and probably Assumption. That combination of four probably at the top with Muscatine lurking at fifth.
Yep, so this is a nice job here tonight by Prairie to get a victory over a quality ball club. That's just going to get better because they're so young. North Scott is a very young team coming out on out here and playing on their floor. So, but Prairie's got some things to grow on. They got some things that they did well, and there's some things that they're going to have to look to improve upon. And one of the things they'll probably go back and look at is the offensive rebounds they gave up to North Scott. That that could have hurt them a little bit more than it did. And at times it caught them a little bit, but they'll get better at that as the year goes along as well, too.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And it cost them a little bit tonight. I believe Prairie gave up four offensive putbacks tonight. We're really on the weak side. Nobody just put a body on someone.
Yeah, they're just kind of free reign going in there and getting that offensive rebound. And those are correctable errors. At least you hope they are. You can get them out there and you get them after it, and you can try to simulate that in practice a little bit.
Yeah, but still, this is a good win, and what has turned into a really nice series between Prairie and North Scott.
It is, and Prairie can look forward here now, and like Coach Rickardson said, they want to get that first one in, get it under the belt, and now move on to that second one.
Yep, and that will be coming up next week for Prairie, as they will open MVC play coming up a week from tonight, as North Scott falls to Prairie tonight by a score of 64-54. And we need to pick, during our post-game coverage here tonight, we need to pick our Rainer Door player of the game. And it is brought to you by Rainer Door. And appreciate all their help this year in football and in basketball. And there are a bunch of folks we could pick in this one.
There are. There are a lot of them you can look at there. You go up and down the stat sheet and look at how they played. A lot of good choices.
A lot of good choices, but maybe Chris Murray.
Led the way with 20 points for the Prairie Hawks. 5 rebounds to go along with that.
I tell you, Chris and Keegan, they've grown a lot. They're up to 6'5 now. And, they're not going to wow you with their physicality, but they're smooth. And you just let them try threes, because sooner or later they're going to start to make them.
You got to guard them when they get off the bus. That's the old saying, right? Because they're going to shoot it, and they're going to shoot it often and deep. So you got to get there and got to get it up. And I'm just thankful, Scott, that they got numbers on them, because they look so much alike to me. I know one's a lefty and one's a righty, but that could be confusing at times when you're going through the scouting report, kids going down there and trying to figure that out. But
yeah, no doubt about that. But congratulations to Chris Murray, as he is tonight Rainer Door player of the game. And first week of the combined boys and girls basketball season in the books now, and we look forward to coming up next week with more basketball. And I know we got a girls game on Tuesday, so we'll be at it next Friday. We'll get back together.
We will, and I'm trying to think who it is, but
I'm not sure. I'd have to look. I got one game at a time, and that's tomorrow. Jeff Downing and Eric Peterson, they were on the call tonight. City High girls beat Kennedy, and they will be on the call tomorrow afternoon, as it will be Iowa City Liberty. Jamie Brandt and the Lightning coming up to take on the Jefferson Jayhawks at the Jefferson Gym tomorrow afternoon. That will be about a 2:30 pregame on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And looking forward to that one. And then we're back here for what should be a dandy girls game next Tuesday night. Steve Dozer will join me. City High at Prairie in girls basketball. They're both undefeated going into that early season showdown.
That'll be a good one. And for the other Prairie Hawk fans that are listening out there, Another good opportunity to watch those girls play. They're going to play Marion tomorrow.
That's right. That's going to be a good game.
Right here, about the same time, 2:30 maybe, somewhere in that range. So that'll be a good one for the Prairie people to get out and see.
Yeah, and that's going to help both teams right there. Yeah, undefeated through tomorrow. We'll see what happens when they take on Marion. And but Prairie, 2 years ago, Prairie won. Right here.
Yeah, it was.
Against Marion, I believe.
I think they had a fairly close game last year,
too. Yes, the Indians did pull it out in the fourth quarter last year, but that's been a very good series over the years as well. So that'll be coming up tomorrow. All right, Phil, we'll let you have a good weekend, and we'll see you back next week.
All right, Scott, thank you.
That's going to wrap things up here tonight for Prairie. Thanks to all the staff here at Prairie High School for all their help. Big thanks to Ben back in the studio for his engineering help. And thanks to all our great sports-minded boosters to bring you high school basketball right here on KGYM 1600 AM. For Phil Dunn, Scott Unash saying so long. And a reminder, our final score tonight in this boys' non-conference game, it was Cedar Rapids Prairie 64 and the North Scott Lancers 54. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM, and so long from Cedar Rapids Prairie.
Game, but that doesn't, you know, I'm trying to win this.